This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Pretty much any way you slice it, what's happened in the Chinese economy in little more than a generation is amazing. They've gone from low-tech, low-skilled manufacturing to the highest-tech electronics that billions of people use every single day. So, why can't they make a good ballpoint pen? It's not me asking. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang said the same thing at a seminar last week in Beijing. He said domestically made pens felt rough compared to pens made in Japan and Germany, and that he wants Chinese pen makers to become more innovative. But as Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz reports, as with so many things in the Chinese economy, that is harder than it sounds.
It wasn't the first time Li Keqiang complained about his country's shoddy ballpoint pens. After he grumbled about Chinese pens last June, state-run broadcaster CCTV devoted an hour-long program to the topic. On stage were three CEOs of China's most innovative companies. Sitting nervously at a table in front of the studio audience was Qiu Zhiming, president of one of China's largest pen manufacturers. Qiu explained China supplies 80% of the global market for pens, but the core technology of each pen, the stainless steel ball and its casing, is imported from Japan, Germany, or Switzerland. Only Switzerland, he said, has a machine with the precision required to make the best ballpoint pen tips. China, Qiu said sadly, hasn't developed a machine like this. Dong Mingzhu, the CEO of Guli, a Chinese air conditioner manufacturer, frowned at Qiu from her perch on stage.
Think about it. How much money have the foreigners made from us because they have better technology? You don't have this technology, and they're taking your profits. You know what I'm going to do? I'll have my best people make you a machine like the Swiss have. I'll make it in a year and sell it to you for half the price.
Her promise seemed ludicrous. It took years of R&D for the Swiss to make a machine like this, and now she, an air conditioner manufacturer, promised to do the same in months. The CEO next to her, who runs a machine tool company, pointed this out, but the CCTV host quickly shot him down, calling him jealous. Penmaker Qiu shifted in his seat. He smiled uneasily, and knowing full well Premier Li Keqiang would be watching this program, he said the only thing he could muster to such an absurd promise.
I thank you on behalf of the pen manufacturing industry.
I think Li Keqiang is basically trying to shame his people into not being complacent.
Jim McGregor, China's CEO of APCO, says Premier Li is sending a message to Chinese manufacturers. Making cheap products is no longer good enough.
He wants them to step up and innovate, which I think some companies are doing.
Companies like Tencent, which makes WeChat a communications app that is leagues ahead of what foreign apps can do, or Huawei, the world's largest telecoms company that's a hub for cutting-edge technology. But where does that leave China's ballpoint pen makers? 40 million pens roll off the assembly line each year at Platinum Pen's factory in Shanghai. Company president Huang Xinhua says he's heard Premier Li's complaints about China's dismal ballpoint pens. I ask him what he thinks.
I guess he must have used a crappy pen. He was probably angry. But not all Chinese pens are bad. Some companies make very good pens.
The problem, says Huang, is the Chinese market. To explain, he takes me to his quality control room, where workers do nothing but click brand new pens all day to make sure they work properly.
We click the pens that'll be sold in China only once, because Chinese consumers are more price conscious. The pens that'll be exported to Japan, we click them twice. They'll pay 20 cents more for a better pen.
But China's marketplace isn't looking for better quality products, Huang says, and he's glad Premier Li is addressing the issue.
In the past, the government praised the big companies that export the most and have the biggest profits. They seldom praise companies that truly make good quality pens.
The question of quantity over quality came up during the CCTV program devoted to ballpoint pens. The host asked the Chinese CEOs on stage a simple question.
Okay, take 3 seconds and think of an innovative product that is uniquely Chinese.
First up was a CEO of a robotics company.
If I close my eyes and try to think of a product that has Chinese characteristics and is recognized internationally, I can't think of one.
Qiu Zhiming, the CEO of the ballpoint pen company, was no longer in the hot seat. He sat quietly watching the CEOs on stage stammer answers to this essential question, and he smiled. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.